For a kid growing up in the 1970s, the countdown to Christmas felt like an eternity. Between the Rankin-Bass Christmas specials, especially Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and A Year Without a Santa Claus with the Unforgettable Heat and Snow Miser Brothers, and classics like It's a Charlie Brown Christmas and the original 1966 How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the excitement of the season built steadily. Could the days march any slower than those between Thanksgiving and Christmas? For me, they couldn't. Each night, we had a family tradition of untying a button from a homemade countdown calendar my grandmother had made for us. It was a strip of green felt with a Christmas tree on the top and 24 white buttons that were attached to it with tied to it with a red thread. Each evening we'd untie a button, knowing that we were one step closer to Christmas. And on Christmas Eve, after the late night church service and a hurried bedtime, because the weathermen had spotted Santa's sleigh on the radar, we'd untie that final button, ring the little bell at the bottom, and dive into our beds, hearts racing with anticipation. The excitement of Christmas Eve was nearly tangible. I could feel it in my stomach, an energy so vibrant, it made sleep nearly impossible. That same wonder has never entirely left me. Over the years, the reasons for my excitement have shifted. As an adult, it's not just about the morning surprises of Christmas, but the profound hope, peace, joy, and love of the Advent season building toward this holy night. For some, Christmas can feel overwhelming. The decorations, the baking, the shopping, the wrapping, the shopping, the planning, the shopping, the parties, the shopping, the traveling, and the struggles of sometimes painful family dynamics, we all know about those, can turn the season into a blur of activity. But what remains constant for me, other than the shopping, is the magic of Christmas Eve, the special music, the sacred decorations, and the timeless wonder of communion at night, singing Silent Night by candlelight. These moments ground us in something deeper, the embodied hope, peace, joy, and love that define this holy night. Over 34 years of ministry, I've only missed two Christmas Eve services. Once in 2020, during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, we recorded a worship service with lots of different elements from all over the congregation. It was a lot of fun to put together, but it wasn't quite the same as the whole congregation getting together for worship. The second time was in 2022, when I faced suspension for choosing love and marrying my husband. Yet, even in its absence, the wonder of Christmas Eve found me. Even in the absence of a service, sitting in a hotel room in Oklahoma City, the wonder of Christmas Eve found me. This night has always been for me a time of embodied mystery, the enfleshing of divine grace. And that is the heart of Christmas, isn't it? Grace made flesh. The Word becoming flesh and living among us, full of grace and truth. God's grace is not an abstract concept. It's tangible, visible, and real. Embodied in Jesus, the Christ child, who on that night was a little baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a feeding trough. Tangible, real. God's grace is not abstract and distant. God's grace is right here among us. And this embodied grace changes absolutely everything. The Creator of the universe entered our world in a helpless little baby, taking on flesh to live among us, to walk with us, to talk with us, to teach us, to feed us, to heal us, and yes, to save us. God's grace became touchable, holdable, and ultimately life-transforming. Christmas is about more than receiving this gift of grace, however. It's a call to embody that grace for others. Just as Christ became flesh to bring light into our darkness, we are called to embody Christ's love for the whole world. We're called to be grace made flesh for our neighbors, our communities, and yes, even those who would be our enemies. How do we do this? How do we, like Christ, embody grace, God's grace for others? The truth is, it's not always easy. It's far simpler to keep grace as a concept, tucked away safely where it doesn't bother us or anybody else. But God's grace calls us to action, calls us to doing, calls us to being. God's grace calls us to welcome the stranger. Who in your life feels unwelcome or unseen? Can you embody the hospitality of Christ for them? God's grace calls us to forgive the unforgivable. Jesus' grace extends to all, even those we struggle to forgive. Will you let grace work through you to mend what is broken, broken lives, broken relationships, broken families, broken communities, broken hopes and dreams? God's grace calls us to serve with humility. How can you, in the busyness of this life, how can you pause to serve someone in need, to feed the hungry, to give a cup of water in the name of Christ, to provide a coat or gloves or a tank of gas to those in need? And God's grace calls us to love without ceasing. Christ's birth shows us that God's love knows no bounds. Because God's love entered into this world in the most unexpected of ways and has never ceased giving, never ceased living. Will you love with the grace and the love of Christ? Will your love reflect that same abundance that was in Christ Jesus? Those same limitless, affirming, and inclusive qualities that Christ calls us all to live, which He Himself lived every day of His 33 years on this planet. My excitement as a child on Christmas Eve, the trembling anticipation of joy yet to come, has shifted over the years. Today, that excitement finds its source in the wonder of Christ's love, a love that comes to me so that I may share it with others. This night, this holy night, we are reminded of the greatest gift ever given, God's grace embodied in Jesus. As we leave this place tonight, may we carry that gift into the world. May we embody God's accepting, affirming, life-giving, and life-transforming love. May we feel the excitement of children alive in us anew as we live out the call to be Christ's light in the darkest night. How will you embody the Christ child tonight, tomorrow, throughout the 12 days of Christmas, and in the 12 months of the year that follows? Will you allow the cares of this world to extinguish your light? Or will you embrace the gift of God's grace and share it boldly? This Christmas Eve, let us rekindle the wonder and the joy and the excitement of God's love made flesh. And may we share that love with all we meet. May we live as Christ's grace, Christ's love toward others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and may God's people say, Amen. Christ our Lord invites to the table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. So come this night and partake of the sacrament. Be filled with the gift of God's grace. And when you go out, share God's grace with all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right, and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Holy Creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the giver of life, love, joy, and peace.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, sovereign of all that was and is to come. You formed us from the elements of all eternity. Speaking your word of grace, you created us and breathed into us the breath of life, giving us your very image and calling us to our relationship with each other and with you. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
For this glorious night in which we remember and celebrate the incarnation and birth of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. His coming was foretold by the Hebrew prophets, announced by the Archangel Gabriel, and humbly accepted by Mary and Joseph, who submitted themselves to God's calling to share the eternal light of the love of Christ with the world. Christ was conceived by faith, accepted by faith, recognized by faith, and proclaimed by faith. Elizabeth and her unborn son, who would become John the Baptist, recognized him while he was still in his mother's womb. Shepherds were drawn to the site of his birth in Bethlehem of Judea, and the heavenly host of angels sang of his glory.
Christ our Lord Emmanuel is born in our hearts afresh this night, and we, like Mary and Joseph, are called to share him with a broken and hurting world. Christ is our light, our hope, our joy, and our peace. And in this abiding presence, We experience acceptance, forgiveness, and transformation as we approach your throne of mercy and grace.
And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, the Lord Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
On us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood.
By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet of justice, mercy, and peace. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray. Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of your right forever. Amen.
The bread we break is a means of sharing in the body of Christ. The bread is gluten-free but filled with the grace of Jesus. The cup is free of alcohol but filled with the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Thank you. the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this night, tomorrow, and through all the days that are to come. Go in peace, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.